He awoke in a frenzy, violently swatting at his alarm clock, noting he was already 15 minutes late. He stumbled into a lukewarm shower containing a solitary half bar of soap. He carelessly washed his body and few remaining hairs on his head with the soap and turned the water off. He dried off and sloppily tossed on a wrinkled blue dress shirt, two large khakis, and beat-up brown loafers. While brushing his teeth, he spilled toothpaste on the pocket of his shirt. He shrugged and leapt into the kitchen. He made instant coffee and messily inhaled a store-bought processed breakfast bar. With coffee in hand, he grabbed a disorganized pile of papers, crammed them in his shoulder bag, and attempted to put on his spring jacket with one arm. Moments later, he was on the freeway, hoping he had enough gas to make it to work. His co-pilot for the commute was a pile of unopened mail and a couple of apple cores. He pulled into the municipal parking lot, flashed his pass, and found a spot in which to park crooked. He sprinted into the building, through the metal detector, and into his quarters. One of his associates greeted him, checking his watch with a disapproving look. "You ready?" "Nope," he said, sipping his mediocre coffee. He threw on his robe, oblivious to what would come in the day's proceedings. "Is that soap in your hair?" He ran a hand through his hair. "Seems like it. Man, I don't know how you even make it to work in one piece."